A bridegroom and bride, we have heard from the form, from that rich form, how it is now truly for God's children. We have also heard that from God's word itself, they are the ones that are truly blessed. And if we are outside of it, then we miss it. Now I have the privilege to hand you that holy word of God so that you can use it as a Bible in your home to read it together at the table, perhaps in the evening before you go to bed. But what shall we now do if we miss that true blessedness? My thoughts were led back to both your families, and there were children of God in those families. I still do remember your great-grandfather, and not that there were no others. And in your case, your name refers to your great-great-grandfather, Reverend Kersten. And now to have that name is a privilege in a sense. But in the Old Testament, the parents often gave names with a wish and with a prayer that they might now receive what is contained in that name. May we then say, may then the grace of the former generations also be shown in your hearts. And we just mentioned those few. There are others, no doubt. We leave that all. But that now those prayers that were sent up for the later generations, and you are one of those, may yet be fulfilled in your life. Everything else here below falls away. But to have God for your portion, then you are truly rich. We wish it for you both. It is the Lord's hand of providence, unthought of several years ago, that he brought you together. He gave you also a place in the congregation. May that be a blessing for you both, now and in the unknown future. We do not know where the ways will lead. But as long as the Lord will lead us and we may follow, then it shall be well. And that we wish on behalf of the consistory for you both. And then there are parents, and there are also some grandparents, some listening along, I believe. And it is a solemn moment when you see a child marrying, leaving the house, and being united to another partner. But if it is well, they shall not leave your home. And what we try to say unto those children and grandchildren, we wish it for you especially. Some of you are not strangers. Perhaps I better say we are not all strangers of trials and afflictions and difficulties. And then death draws nigh, and is it well with our soul? That you then may be bound together as families, bound together with your children to seek that one thing needful, that also in your life it may be or become true, happy, truly blessed is he that has the God of Jacob for his help, and whose God is the hope of them. Then truly you have everything. May the Lord be pleased to work mightily in our days. So be it.